Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And it could be a one button berry where you tap that, like, hup, applies a pineapple berry. No menu, no nothing.
Yeah. If it still played the animation, I'd be down for that. Like, yeah. Just don't have to bring out the animation
and do the thing. Flip it and try to throw it, which is finicky.
Or just attach to the Pokeball and throw it at their face.
Duct tape a raspberry to your Pokeball.
You're tuned into the GoCast podcast, your one-stop shop for updates, news, tips, and community in the world of Pokemon Go. Thank you for listening.
April's Community Day Classics featured Pokemon is officially out of the bag.
A new event is literally promising some big surprises. Hold the surprises.
And more on this episode of GoCast. Hello and welcome to the GoCast podcast, episode 275. It is March 21st, a Thursday afternoon. Yep. we've been batting a thousand for our recording on weird days lately. So let's keep it up. I'm your host, Chris, and as always, I'm joined by my co-host, Kyle.
Hiya.
Hey, Kyle, how you doing?
I'm tired.
Yeah, I believe it. Are you ready for the last bit of snow? Hopefully, fingers crossed tonight.
I'm going to hopefully be dead to the world and then not see it when I wake up.
Oh, yeah. You don't have to. You work late tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
So, oh, boy. Hopefully by then it'll be cleared up. But just for those of you not in the Chicagoland area, which, first of all, good on you. Otherwise, at the very least, it's been summer, spring temperatures. It's been 60s and stuff. And we have a winter storm warning tonight. It's going to dip down to mid 30s, low 30s, high 20s overnight. We're supposed to get 4 inches of snow.
Oh, my God.
It never ends.
I can't.
It never ends. Anyway, we're here to talk about Pokemon Go, not Pokemon Woe. Have we never made that joke before? Jeez.
I don't know if we've made that joke before.
Episode 275, fresh content for your ears. That's right. Anyway, we set some goals last week, and it was going to be over the course of the weekend, which was Shiny Litten Community Day and also the Kyogre Raid Day event. Groudon is upcoming this weekend. So we'll talk about those goals really quick. Mr. Kyle, did you hit level 48?
I did.
Congratulations. I did. Woo! He did it, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
He did it.
I got over 4 million experience.
Oh, boy.
From Friday to Monday.
Oh, boy. Oh, nice.
And that was only with a little bit of best buddy, friends and stuff like that. one best buddy, one ultra, and that's it.
It's a lot of the heavy lifting on that community day bonus.
Yeah, yeah. Make okay. slightly upset about this next upcoming one.
Oh, okay. 20 Shining Litten is the next
one. I did. I got 22.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wait, why are you upset about that? Did you want more?
No. I'm upset about the upcoming news.
Oh.
Of the experience thing.
Oh.
I was very close to not making it, though. I had the last half hour, I got 5. I was thank God.
Oh, for shinies? Oh,
yeah.
Well, hey, good on you. It's that power hour. Remember, we always talk about it. Gifting every day. You've been keeping up?
I have been keeping up.
All right. Very nice.
I need that good experience.
And then buddy progress.
Yes, I have.
Wow.
Getting there on the Shundo. He's out every day.
Oh, my gosh.
Out every day.
I am about to be very embarrassed. You
oh,
have
no,
a four
Chris.
Out of four.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, we're not on mine yet. We're still on yours. So congratulations where congratulations are due. A perfect record for your goals this past week. And none for trying either, too. You know, like 20 shiny Litten and level 48 are not easy peasy goals. You had to work at them. So good
just,
on you.
You know, 22 million more experience for level 49. And I need right. 4 platinum medals. That's the actual holdout, I suppose. The others don't really matter too much.
Have you identified which ones you're going to do?
I'm hoping I can do Backpacker, maybe this summer and stuff, especially for GoFest and going to New York.
Yeah.
I need 5,000-6,000 stops spun.
Backpackers, just any stops right now.
Yeah, 50,000 spun. I'm at 44,000 or something like that.
Yeah, Sightseer is the unique stops.
I got that one at Seattle GoFest. So.
Okay.
Good. Other than that, for platinum though, I gotta figure it out because I'm not sure.
Go after that Ace Trainer badge one, man.
God. I could if I needed to. I need 2,000 more kilometers for the jogger.
Yeah.
Which is probably not gonna happen before I have the experience. So
I don't even think I'm at the jogger medal, which is odd considering.
No way you're not. It's only 10,000.
You'd think that, but let's take a look. See, God, I have so many stinking eggs hatched, though. I can't imagine that it wouldn't be done. I mean,
you can't hatch 9 at a time, though. You could divide your egg hatch number by 9.
Oh, I'm not there. I'm at 9,256.
Oh, that's very close, though.
Hopefully by the end of this year, maybe I can get this done.
Let's see.
750.
Maybe some ones that are standing out to me. Hang on.
No, wait. No, that would be crazy, actually.
Let's go take a look. So Backpacker is like the easiest one.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Pikachu fan, if Pikachu spawns at like GoFest or something, I could do
it's
that.
It's going
I
to.
Need, I,
We're
I only
get those
need
hats.
Like 95. So if
oh,
like
you
that,
can do that.
I can do that. I generally ignore them. So it's fair.
And you're how many unknown away? One or two? You're still
I'm two unknown away. So I'm not going to be able to get that.
Gosh darn
without
it.
Without someone trading me. I don't remember.
Q?
R? Am I missing R? Q? Yeah, Q. Because I'm going to get Y, and I don't have Q, so I won't be able to get that.
All right. Well, hey, man, good luck. Good luck to you. And maybe the Pikachu badge. That'd be sweet. Anyway, good on you, and that'll be fun. So I expect to see you making some specific goals toward working to these medals now. So it'll be fun.
I could do the Mega Evolve one. I needed to Mega Evolve 140 more times.
You could do that. You could do that easy.
I could do that. I have like 10,000 Gengar energy. I could just do 4 Gengars all day.
You could just keep rotating through until you run out. That's it. Easy peasy.
Oh, jeez.
But anyway, 4 out of 4 for you. Congratulations. Good job. For myself, I set a goal of 30 shiny Litten. I got 22. I think I got 19. I got 19. My buddy Alex, who I saw that day, got 28. I might have taken a break to go and be social. And that was a mistake in terms of the goals department. I had a great time otherwise. Went to a little local St. Patrick's Day event in the square area here at Woodstock. So that was very, very cool. And then 250,000 Stardust. This is the goal that I did do this week. Ooh, spoilers. The rest of them I didn't. 250,000 Stardust I did get. Hatch 100 eggs. I think I was only at like 55 or like 60 or something like that. Not very good. And evolve Cerulege and Armourouge. I forgot completely about this.
Oh, no.
And then when we had our near miss to recording yesterday, and I was like, well, maybe I should take a look at this. And I was like, oh, that's right. This is not happening before we record. So I'll have you know, the Annihilape is he's best buddied. He's been evolved. So I have now put my 14-14-14 Char Cadet as my buddy. One of these will happen this week. Probably Cerulege, if I had to guess. If I had to choose between the two, rather. So 1 out of 4 for me. Very embarrassing week for me this week. So good job and good on you, Mr. Kyle. All right. Well, hey, that's it for catching up. We've got some news. Not too much. Certainly not as much as we've had recently in past episodes. But we do have a little bit of news. So why don't we just hop right into it? Yo, what up? It's the news. Okie dokie. So first and foremost, we've gotten news on The April 2024 Community Day Classic in the featured Pokemon this time is Bagon. Yeah. Woo! Green Dragon. We love him. When is this? Sunday, April 7th from 2 to 5 p.m. local time. Sunday, 2 to 5, April 7th. Featured Pokemon is Bagon. The featured attack is going to be Outrage, which is pretty good on Salamence, but it is not necessary to have Salamence be pretty usable. Draco Meteor is also close. That was the deal, right? It already had Draco Meteor, and Outrage was like a 5% increase or something like that. I don't remember the numbers. I just remember them being close. Outrage in trainer battles in gyms and raids both have 110 power. So it's a strong dragon type move. It's worth getting, but again, won't make or break your Salamence. Community special research story that will be a $1 ticket US for the equivalent price in tier and local currency. The usual deal. The event bonuses for this event, in addition to the usual lure modules and adventure, not adventure incense, the regular incense, activated during the event will last for 3 hours, and there will be snapshots. The featured bonus will be 3x experience for catching Pokemon. To Kyle's delight, I would hope. He's shaking his head. No, is this what you were talking about? You weren't excited about it?
It's on a Sunday.
No, that was it. Oh.
I didn't take the Sunday off. And like, yeah, we'll continue. We'll continue.
Bye. Okay. All right. Field research. You can do some tasks during the event that will drop, and you can get Bagon for, or sorry, you catch Bagon for rewards as additional encounters with Bagon, Stardust, Great Balls, and more. The usual fare. Showcases will be around featuring featured Pokemon, so Bagon or Salamence. And then there will be community and event bundles in the shop and in the online store as well. So if you're interested in that sort of stuff, go ahead and take a look-see. The community boxes are some of the most interesting boxes to drop. Although now they're kind of, I guess, normalized. So interesting to sort of in the eye of the beholder. But anyway, Mr. Kyle, any hype? I mean, you kind of already spoiled it because you're working that Sunday and you didn't take it off. Are you excited for Bagon Day Classic?
I mean, I'm not very excited. I mean, I'm going to see if maybe I can get the time off just because of the 3x experience. Could be really great. Bagon's not that terrible of an excellent throw. But, you know, I don't know. Bagon is a pseudo legendary. It's great and all that.
Yeah.
But it doesn't need Outrage. Like, if you powered up a Shadow Salamence without Outrage, you wouldn't really be that upset at yourself and that kind of stuff. This is a nice opportunity for XL candy. That's what this day really is.
Yeah. And if you don't have your Dragon Medal yet.
Yep. It's just good. I was hoping for some other ones, but that's okay.
Well, you didn't take the day off anyway, so it's kind of nice that it's missable for you, you know, like, oh, this worked out. Okay, great. XP is the big takeaway, and it's a dragon for whatever that's worth to you. I can only agree with Kyle. Nothing else really notable. Good luck when this comes around. It'll be in a few weeks now. And we'll revisit it the week of with our goals. But until then, Bagon can wait. All right, here's some actual news. Well, not that Community Day Classic isn't actual news, but this is interesting and new and fun. Wow. Sizable surprises. When is this event? Thursday, April 4th at 10 a.m. to Tuesday, April 9th at 8 p.m. local time. Event bonuses for this event are 2x XP for successfully catching Pokemon with nice throws or better. Increased chance to encounter double extra small and double extra large Pokemon in the wild. And an increased chance to encounter shiny Whalmer, the poor man's shiny Kyogre. That's right. Wild encounters for this event will be Diglett, Mantine, Whalmer, Joltik, Tynamo, Cutiefly, Wimpod, Citadel, Onix, and Snorlax, with shiny Wimpod being shiny released. The only Pokemon in this wild encounter pool that cannot be shiny, including the shiny release, are Tynamo and Citadel. The other ones can be, so it's a good hunting event. And then in raids, there's gonna be a little raid shakeup. Woo! For the first time in Pokemon Go, you'll be able to encounter shiny Celesteela and shiny Kartana in 5-star raids. Celesteela being in the southern hemisphere and Kartana being in the northern hemisphere. But just because they're Ultra Beasts doesn't mean anything real special. It's dubbed with Shadow Raids. You can remote these. So if you have friends in those other hemispheres, you can still do, albeit limited, some shiny hunting for those five-star raids. So keep that in mind. But as far as the other raids are considered, let's just knock Mega out, because why not? Mega Charizard X. Okay, heard that? Ooh. Great. Put that in a box. One-star raids include Fungus, Clink, Esper, and Tadbulb. Tadbulb being the only one in that group that cannot be shiny. Three-star raids will feature Alolan Exeggutor, Galarian Weezing, Gyarados, and Snorlax, all four of which can be shiny. So that'll be fun. I would love to get a shiny Gyarados from a raid, like an encounter. That'd be sweet. Be very, very cool. Field Reacher's Task Encounters. If you do the tasks, you can earn encounters with Onix, Snorlax, Wailmer, Tynamo, Cutiefly, and Wimpod. Tynamo being the only shiny holdout from that group. And then there will be collection challenges, more than one, they've implied here. And there will be showcases for the future Pokemon. So do with that info what you will. All right, so big takeaways here, Kyle. This is an event that is featured around what?
But water Pokemon sort of sizes?
Yeah, big, small Pokemon, and then Wailmer's around.
And Wailmer, because Wailmer's a big Pokemon. Well, yeah. Wailord's a big Pokemon.
But Wailord is a big Pokemon.
What does an XXL Wailord, does a buddy look like?
So big. So big. Just gigantic.
And it actually is kind of funny, though, because the five stars even fit with that theme. And that it's funny that those two are matched like that and it's continued to work well.
Oh, yeah. That's actually really, really funny. Yeah, because Kartana is teeny tiny and Celesteela is freaking huge.
Yeah, Kartana is one of the lightest Pokemon in the game and Celesteela is one of the heaviest.
Funny.
Cosmoem.
Cosmoem is like really, really, really heavy. Kartana is also steel type, so it being that light is hilarious.
Yeah, well, it's like, you know, it's like a piece of paper.
Yeah, but
it's a bad shiny, by the way.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is Celesteela any good?
I did not look at Celesteela.
Oh, you're like, that ain't my hemisphere. I don't care. It's not in my lane.
Oh, Celesteela is much better.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Celesteela's got a good shiny.
So it goes from like that bluish, greenish color to
like white.
Oh!
But only the outermost jacket is white. So like the bamboo arms and then the outermost jacket and the head is white.
I'm okay with that. I like that just fine.
Yeah, Celesteela's fine. Kartana's bad.
Yeah, you just get it for the shiny decks and then you're good.
Yep.
Hundo well, hunt.
Do a lot of Kartana raids. Kartana's real good.
Kartana is very good. Yeah.
Shortly, sort of.
I mean, it's a good grass type attacker, right?
Yeah, it's the best.
It is the best, but there's also another Pokemon that is important here and topical that is also a grass type attacker. And if I was ready to transition to the next two sections, this would have been perfect, but I'm ahead of the game here. So let's wrap up talking about this event and then we can do so. You know, it's interesting to see them bring out the shinies for the Ultra Beasts. One thing I want to bring up is, do we think they're going to... Well, let me back up a couple of steps. We've gotten teases for like Blacephalon, and we've all gotten our Poipole from that research for the season, right? Mm-hmm. And then therefore Naganadel probably will be coming to the game, although we can't evolve for it yet. But they've gone and they've added these two new shinies here. So do you think there's going to be more of a focus this season on bringing shinies of pre-existing Ultra Beasts, or introducing new ones, or are they really going to do both? Because it's kind of surprising if they're going to do both.
I think they have to do both because we already have Guzzlord shiny.
Yeah. Yep.
So Guzzlord, not Celesteela, Kartana.
Go too, I think, right?
Yes.
I think so. Yeah.
So that only leaves Buzzwole and Faramosa if that was all they were going to do.
Yeah.
So there's no way we don't get like Blacephalon Stack Attacker, right?
I think Blacephalon Stack Attacker for sure. I think they hold on to Naganadel for like another or Naganadel, whatever the phrasing is or the pronunciation is, probably for another season as a focus. Yeah, I don't think they give it to us now.
We still don't have a way of getting more Cosmog. I don't know. Who knows what they'll actually do with that?
Still holding out hope for Go Fest. Still holding out hope for raids. Anyway, That's a cool event. Get out there, catch them bigs, catch them smalls, catch them shiny whalemers, and report back with your whale of a time. All right. So as promised, we do have some fun stuff for Gear Up and for Pokalore. But first things first, of course, it's Gear Up.
So this week on Gear Up, we're going to talk about what's the big deal with Zarude. This is it's topical. We're just talking about grass types, but also we have the whole Zarude ticket in the shop right now. And this event going on that's supposed to kind of cross over with it with all the grass types and everything. And what is Zarude? Zarude is a grass dark type Pokemon. We're going to focus on the grass typing because the dark typing is not that. It doesn't do much for him. He's got real bad grass dark type moves. If he gets good dark type moves in the future somehow, he might be really good. But I think he's got bite and I didn't even pay attention to the other move, but he has bite and it's not good.
Give him brutal swing.
Zarude with brutal swing. Maybe he can learn it. He's got the big arms. He swings around. I don't know.
Does. Yeah.
Hey, if Tyranitar can learn brutal swing, I feel like Zarude should be able to.
True. Tiny arms on Tyranitar.
But for Zarude, grass type, you have Vine Whip and Power Whip is its moves of choice. For a DPS of 16.5, TDO of 653, and an effective rating of 41.38. If you're just tuning in or haven't listened to one of the episodes where we talked about it, effective rating is it's a formula that GamePress has used to calculate based on DPS and TDO how strong a Pokemon is compared to other Pokemon in the same category. Higher number is better. It's really, you don't need to know anything more than that. So it's DPS is, it's okay. Compared to a lot of shadow grass type Pokemon that we have, it's not stellar.
Mm.
Even like the subpar ones like Exeggutor, but especially to the really good ones like Shadow Sceptile, Venusaur, and Tangrowth are all like 17.5 or 18 DPS, which is quite a difference.
Yeah, it's hard because they also have their community moves available to them when they're shadow, which is nuts.
And they're just kind of more obtainable, which we'll talk about shortly. But
yeah, true.
It has really good bulk. 653 makes it the bulkiest grass type, as far as I could see. Bulkier than Mega Venusaur, which is also the bulkiest Mega Pokemon. So that's quite a gap. Going by effective rating for how well these Pokemon perform, the ratings look like, not including shadows, because they just make the ratings look an absolute mess. It's not worth it. Mega Sceptile, number one. No big surprise. Megas are always going to be there. Kartana, number two, as we were just talking about. If you don't have good Kartanas, this event that's coming up, it's a good option to get Kartanas. Number three, Mega Venusaur. Number four, Shaymin Skyform. Yeah, I didn't realize that one either. If you also made a face at your phone and or invisible voice in the sky that you're listening to this.
Or your screen if you're watching on YouTube.
If you're watching on Spotify, you can do
true.
That too.
True, you can.
And then number five, Zarude. So he's not topping the charts, but he does perform very well. And like I said, dark type, not worth mentioning. I'm not going to go into any details. He's like fifth or sixth page compared to other dark types.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I think the big thing I took away, especially while I was reading a lot of this, is that he's a little bit overrated. I know a lot of people are like, yeah, I'm investing candy into Zarude, but I'm not powering it up because it's not very good. And this is fair. Well, they're not powering it up because their Zarude's not very good, not Zarude's a Pokemon. You know, they got like a 10-10-10 or whatever from the last one.
Yeah.
But he there's other options and they're more obtainable. You can do more raids for them. You can't get more Zarude. If you want to power up your Zarude, rare candy, walking, rare candy XL. So it's an expensive option for something that's not, it's not really worth it, in my opinion.
That being said, when you do, if/when you have this ticket and you get that encounter, make sure you silver pineapple it so you stretch as much value out of it as possible.
Get those extra candies.
Yeah.
I will definitely say after reading this, this ticket is not worth it if you don't, if you aren't doing it for the Dex entry. Like, if you missed the first one, I still think the ticket is probably worth it to get another one.
Okay.
But if you already have one, I definitely would not spend my money on it otherwise. That said, I did buy the ticket, so I'm not, I'm a hypocrite.
So did I.
But I'm just, the value is certainly not there.
Yeah.
In my opinion, at least.
Well, I mean, you got some items with it too, but there was a gap in value from the items when we tallied it up, right?
Yeah,
it's like, even it's roughly. Yeah, the monkey is not worth $4.
I guess it depends who you ask, really, too, because $4, you're basically paying $4 for a raid that you get the Pokemon for without it running.
And it will eventually be in raids. I'm pretty confident.
I don't know if it will.
I mean, it might be Regigigas was.
Yeah, but it's not a movie Pokemon. That's
it is, though.
But, well, yes, but it's not only a movie Pokemon.
Yeah, but Regigigas is also not only a movie Pokemon.
No, I'm saying is that Regigigas is not only a movie Pokemon. Zarude is really just the movie Pokemon.
Oh, yeah. I don't think it had anything in a game, really, did it?
I don't know.
Somebody's going to email us and tell us we're wrong. But it does have a whole movie about it, so that's cool. Yeah. Anyway, you know, I think for me, my biggest takeaway is that even if Zarude was just as good as a Shadow Venusaur with the Community Day move on it, the Shadow Venusaur with the Community Day move on it is much cooler to have and to talk about than the Zarude is.
It's also just easier to build. Like, you got the XL candy.
Yeah, but just the that X factor, you know, like, oh, it's a mythical or it's a legendary. Okay, very, very cool. That's awesome. But if you're like, no, I got this Shadow Bulbasaur that was 14-14-15. I TM'd frustration during an event. I powered it up after my Bulbasaur Community Classic and I Elite TM'd it.
Yeah,
like, that's a story, not just like, oh, I bought the $7 ticket or $8 ticket and I did the thing, you know, like. Anyway, not to poo-poo Zarude. I do like Zarude. So much, in fact, we're about to cover it in Pokalore here. But I think you've given at least me some good food for thought. So thank you. Speaking of Pokalore, we're gonna hop into that. But we're going to take a quick little ad break here first. So we'll see you there. Welcome back. It is time for Pokalore. And this week, because it's on everybody's mind and in everybody's research, if you bought the ticket, I suppose, we're going to be talking about Zarude, the rogue monkey Pokemon. Zarude is a simian Pokemon resembling a baboon or mandrill. Its body is primarily covered in coarse black fur, though its chest and belly are patterned with shorter gray fur. Its upper snout, palms, and rings around its eyes are devoid of fur, and its skin is a light gray. The fur around the side of its head angles into wing-like crests on either side of its eyes. The eyes themselves have red sclera, green irises, and black slitted pupils. Its teeth are pointed, and its canines are visible when its mouth is closed. Zarude can extend prehensile vines from its wrists, neck, and the soles of its feet at will. It uses these strong and flexible vines to attack, swing from trees, and collect food from a distance. Zarude's vines can also rapidly heal wounds when wrapped around them and absorb energy from trees. While resting, only the tips of the vines at Zarude's neck and feet extend beyond its skin. However, the vines extending from Zarude's wrists are typically wrapped around its forearms in four concentric rings. Occasionally, Zarude's vines tear off and become nutrients for the soil of the forest it lives in. As shown in the anime, the number of vines can vary and may indicate a Zarude's age or importance, with Zarude possessing the most vines being the oldest or most dominant. Zarude are social and live in troops. They're usually incredibly aggressive and frighten most other Pokemon. They attack anyone that aren't part of their pack. They excel in battle with their sharp claws and quick wit. Stats for Zarude include max CP of 40, or at 40 of 38-33, and at 50, 43-34. That's pretty high up there. That's nice. 233 stamina, 215 defense, and 242 attack make it quite the heavy hitter. Definitely up there for stat product. And best move set is going to be, as it kind of goes with the lore, Vine Whip, with Power Whip, and then throw in Dark Pulse in there for some coverage. Although,
there's the Dark Pulse.
Oh, yeah, you're really going to be doing this for grass DPS, and probably not in Master League either. Probably just in raids. So yeah, that's Zarude. That's Zarude. So, Mr. Kyle, you know, we just had an entire conversation about Zarude from a practical standpoint, from, I don't know, a personal preference standpoint, maybe on design or just like, I don't know, you know, it's a cool monkey Pokemon. And do you have love for Zarude somewhere in there?
Yeah, I think Zarude's okay. It's not like amazing, but I do like it.
Yeah.
I will say also, XL Zarude is ranked 29 in Master League.
Oh, it is. Oh, great.
That's quite high. That is quite high.
I'm very happy to be wrong about that. But okay, cool. I would have been really embarrassed if it was like 5 or something. Jeez. Is there another grass type that's higher than Zarude in the Master League list?
Probably. Let's see real quick.
Because that'll be kind of telling for us here. Because, you know, when it comes down to it, if it doesn't have moves for coverage too, then it's going to be lacking, you know.
It is the highest grass type, although it is marked as a dark type here. So maybe that's.
Oh, really? Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe because it's dark grass.
Next highest grass that I see is Virizion. At 43. So
Virizion. Okay. Is it? It is dark grass. So it must be listing its primary typing first.
Okay.
That's why. So even though you're going to be using grass type moves. Anyway, there's that. That's Zarude. We love it. If you bought the ticket, good luck. And we hope that your Zarude is a 15 something something. Hopefully those two somethings are also 15s. Alrighty, that's it for Pokalore, which means that it is already time for Poka Poll.
So last week's Poka Poll was, what is your current Holy Grail Pokemon in Pokemon Go? First response from Sarah Mandes, Shundo Trapinch and Shundo Vibrava. I want the entire family, please. Also, I will level 50 those two and run them sometimes in Great League for lols. Please let me have this someday, Niantic/RNG/powers that be. Hey, but this means that you have one of them, right? You have Flygon Shundo already? That's
yeah. Good. Yeah. Just two away.
One third of the way there.
Two away.
Next one's from the Scorpio Kitten. They said, I think my answer for this is that my Holy Grail Pokemon would have to be a Shundo Alolan Marowak. I have done every raid I have seen and been able to do. I have even taken my wife's account with me and completed a handful of raids for her. Unfortunately for me, this act led to my greatest defeat in Pokemon Go history. I took my wife's phone with me to do an Alolan Marowak raid on the way back when they were a 4-star raid. Lo and behold, she got the shiny. First words out of my mouth when I saw it were, if I traded this to my account and didn't tell her, I know, bad. I was like, the only way I'm not going to do that, I didn't even have the shiny at this point, was if this somehow is the Shundo. And to my disbelief, I checked the IVs the old-fashioned way with the words from the leaders. And sure enough, it was the Shundo.
Oh my
gosh. I even double-checked with Pokegenie, and I couldn't believe it. Sadly, my wife no longer plays with me regularly, so it just sits on her account. And to add insult to injury, she is currently walking it as her buddy. I feel the pain. I feel the pain.
The Shundo Rayquaza.
Yeah, during the Shundo Rayquaza, during my Rayquaza grind for GoFest. Oh, my pain.
Man, oh, man. Yeah. Well, hard to feel, hard to not feel bad for you, but
yep.
Sorry. them's the rules.
Next one's from Pepper Is Found. They said, as someone with one Shundo, Magikarp, and a Hundo, Shadow, Dragonite, this may sound funny, but I would be happy with any Hundo 5-star raid. I don't raid a lot as I'm mostly free to play. All my Hundos have been wild spawns / research accessible. It would be nice to have a Hundo that I, quote unquote, earned. I don't know why I feel that way because I earned all my other Hundos, but without that legendary, I feel behind the curve. Now imagine a shiny, raidable, mythical. Now that you wouldn't have to worry about jealous eyes trying to take that from you.
Ooh. Uh-huh.
Sorry, Scorpio Kid. Nice.
Oh, man. I love that. I mean, a shiny, raidable, mythical, technically Darkrai, right? Wasn't Darkrai mythical?
Yeah. Technically Darkrai, also technically Deoxys.
Oh, you can't look at trade you. Deoxys.
You could trade Deoxys for like 1 week after it was added. So there are some lucky Deoxys that exist.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Darkrai is a fun one because it's the mirror to Cresselia, obviously, but Darkrai is mythical and Cresselia is not. So yeah.
That's right. That's right. Because bananas are a common fruit.
Mm-hmm. Next spot's from Sarah Lore, and they said, "Hey there, GoCasters. The word for my son is Shundo Bidoof, because Bidoof is God."
True.
Now, before we go down a massive rabbit hole of Bidoof conspiracy theories, which I hope no one buys into, I will say that he already has an amazing Shundo Lucario,
oh,
which I will point out he held over me in my lack of Shundo-ness for nearly a year. As you can imagine, he loved that, and I had distinctly mixed feelings about it. As for my own Holy Grail, I am in it for the powerhouse Pokemon of the games. Give me a Hundo Mewtwo that I can Mega, shiny or not,
yeah,
when those come out. Praying that it will be one of the specials for this GoFest. Come on, Niantic / Pokemon Company. You know you want to.
They might want to, but they might not be able to.
I mean, I don't know. We got Mega Rayquaza, so who knows?
Yeah, we've talked about this before, but I'm still maintaining that Mega Mewtwo is going to be released in several waves.
Yeah, I know.
We're gonna get X before we get Y.
Yeah, that's fair. You know what? That's fair.
I think we looked at this once, like a long time ago. Y is gonna translate a lot better than X is going to, or the other one of those two. The other
way.
Well,
Y is more special attack focused, which Mewtwo already is.
Right.
So.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the way that TDO plays such a big role, especially in raid DPS, X might have more of a place than it normally does.
Also,
in
Go, fighting but, type. So,
that's true. But I do think that I still do think that Y is going to be better. Anyway,
I tangent. Think people like Y more too. So
true. Yeah, I like X. True.
Next one's from Modders, and he said, "Hello, gents and DeFi E250. Shiny Staryu.
Yeah." Oh.
Dang it. It's my only holdout for a shiny living Kanto dex. And Kanto being my favorite gen, that means a lot to me. Before that, my Holy Grail was the hunt for a Hundo of every evolution.
Whew.
That I have finally managed to achieve.
Nice.
As you can see from the pic, I went through quite a few Vaporeon and Jolteon before finally rolling the dice and getting that Flareon. Cheers. Oh my God, that is a heartbreaking grind.
That would make me so upset. Like if I had 3 Jolteon and 3 Vaporeon and I was waiting for Flareon, man, and I went through like 5 of them.
Gosh, man, you're going for like, you need like 20 Hundo Eevee to do this.
And you still have to have some pretty good RNG. Like,
yeah.
Oh my word.
Oh, I totally forgot. I didn't say it last week. Shiny Staryu's got to be on there. I don't know why. It's just,
yeah.
I really like it a lot. It's
good color. Really good color. And a great Pokemon.
Yeah, Starmie's one of my favorite from Gen 1.
Mm-hmm.
Our last spot is from Buckets33000. They said, "Hello, GoCast. It's me, Buckets33000. And I have an answer for this week's PokePoll. My dream Pokemon is a Shundo Sunglasses Squirtle.
Yeah.
I've always thought that it is such a cool, cute Pokemon, and the Squirtle Squad glasses are the perfect touch. Shundo vibes to all. Peace." Yeah, that's a worthy Holy Grail Pokemon right there.
Yep. My Hundo Blastoise is sunglasses. But that Shundo would have just been chef's kiss. Oh, what a worthy goal. I hope we see it come back again. That'd be really, really cool.
I think having seen it again, I think there's a chance.
Yeah, it might even like moonlight, like on a summer event or the water festival or something. Or like if they've gotten the okay to just sort of like throw it in, I imagine they might just throw it in events for fun because it's going to be eternally popular, you know?
Yeah. It's a big one.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. This week's PokePoll is, what is the one thing you always find yourself struggling with in Pokemon Go? Do you have an answer ready, Chris?
Oh, if you don't already know what my answer is, then you have been paying attention. I know you have because you give me garbage about it all the time.
Oh,
but
no.
My inventory management is atrocious. It is so bad. I'm one of the worst trainers at managing my Pokemon storage. Yes.
So... I have two answers. One is similar to Chris, so that's why I'm doing a second one. But Not my inventory management is a lot better than Chris's.
Yeah.
But what I'm really, really bad at, and I respect a lot of people for being good at, is tags. Like tag management, I can't do it. I don't think I'll ever actually do it. But seeing people actually organize their inventory with tags, I'm like, man, I could do that.
Yeah.
I started to tag things for Evolution. I've got stuff tagged and saved for Evolution for what I need them for Spotlight Hours now.
Oh.
I've got like 400 Pokemon.
Wow, look at you go. Okay.
I'm basically tagging everything that I have like 2,000 or more candy for.
Oh my
Plus like, I just got like 6,000, 7,000 Litten candy. So I'm saving like 200 or 300 of those. But and then my second one that's slightly different is I'm bad at using berries. Like this is not like a skill. It's more of like a memory thing. Uh-huh. Even if I need the candy, I'll just throw the Pokeball and like, wait, I need to put a berry.
I was so much better at using berries before I started quick catching.
Yeah. I remember even like go back to Lavatar Day and I'm like, I should be using pinaps on these. I'm not because I'd rather just go catch more, but yeah. I should be.
I don't know. There's like a break point for me that I feel like we pass where it's like, I'd rather catch 100 more Larvitar than pineapp the 300 that I caught otherwise, right? Because then you get better chance at better IVs and then you just transfer them anyway. So it just equates to more candy at the end of the day. But then you have 350 pineapp berries in your inventory that you have to drop. So I don't, you know.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I think I wish animations were better for feeding berries. That's it. But like, yeah, I forget to do it. It's not just that, oh, I don't want to do it. It's that like, I should do it. And then I don't.
I wish you could choose a berry and have it just be like a button, like in the top right or top left or something around there. And it could be a one button berry where you tap that like, hup, applies a pineapp berry. No menu, no nothing.
Yeah. Even if it still played the animation, I'd be down for that. Like,
yeah.
Just don't have to bring out the animation.
And you don't have to like, do the thing. Flip it and like try to throw it, which like is finicky.
Or just like attach to the Pokeball and throw it at their face.
Duct tape a raspberry to your Pokeball. Yeah. love it. Well, anyway, dear listener, if you have an answer to this week's Pokeball question, which is once more, what is the one thing you always find yourself struggling with in Pokemon Go? You can answer that when we post it on X at GoCast Podcast. If you're a patron of ours via Patreon, you get access to our patron Discord. We have a Pokepoll channel there. If you are listening on Spotify in the app, you can actually go to this episode, not the website. You can go there too, but you can go to the episode and respond to the question posted there in like an interact tab or something like that. If it's on YouTube that you're watching, because we do have a video version of this show, please go subscribe. Thank you very much. You can leave a comment with your response too, but you can always, of course, call us as well. Leave a voicemail to 262-586-7717 or leave us an email the old-fashioned way to mail@gocastpodcast.com. And while we're on the topic, Kyle, what's going on now? What part of the show are we in?
It's time for emails.
Well, that's right. And no voicemails this week. I want Mr. Kyle to read our one email this week. That's what I would like.
All right. I run emails from Fox, a.k.a. Lemirio. They said, hi, Chris and Kyle, but mostly Kyle. After reading my email this week, you mentioned you need a shiny Ghastly. For no decipherable reason, weird slash uncommon shinies like Ghastly, random spawn in sets of two or three for me. Otherwise, I never see shinies, even in paid events.
Ugh.
I mean, these Ghastlies have bad stats, but they look pretty, and I caught them literally in my kitchen one morning when the sun was almost up. Anyways, of the less than 80 total shinies I've ever caught, I still have two Ghastly not evolved. And though I love a Spiritomb like everyone else, that's the only ghost Pokemon after my heart.
Aww.
So if you're ever in the Portland, Oregon or Seattle, Washington area, I'd love to trade you a Ghastly for whatever. Okay, not Kubchu. Anything that is not Kubchu. I told you to trade Ghastlies.
There you go.
40. They're sitting there.
Perfect.
It would just be cool to trade them on to someone who would like it. Niantic Karma or something, I guess. Anyways, bet you can guess my username, and I think my code is in my signature for the email, too. By the way, the username Lemirio is a weird portmanteau of the character Mirio Togata from My Hero Academia's anime name and superhero name, which is Lemillion. So the pronunciation is like the French Le, and then the former space station Mir, M-I-R. I don't actually know what that is. I'm not going to lie.
I think that's right.
And then the Spanish word for river, Rio. Cram those together and you get Le Mir Rio. And thank you, 90s. I have an edgy Y in there because I'm Lee. Always praying for some shiny Solgaleo. Big, bright red guy would be a sick total eclipse drop, in my humble opinion.
Yeah.
Signed, Fox Sparky Peterson.
Or Lemurio, now that we know Lemurio. How to say it. Which I think you actually nailed it, didn't you?
What, this time or last time?
Last time, what'd you say?
I don't actually remember. I remember questioning it. I think I said both.
I like how you're like, which time? Last time or this time? Like last time, like, I don't know.
Well, because if you were going to say this time, I'd be like, I read the email.
Oh, you know. That's right. Yeah. But by the way, little hack, by the way, little GoCast hack. If you mention My Hero Academia in your email, it's very likely that we'll read it on the show. we're big fans here. Well, thank you very, very much, Lemurio, for sending us in that email. It's the end of the show. If you, dear listener, would like to send us an email, just like Lemurio did, you can by sending it to mail@gocastpodcast.com. If you'd like to send us a voicemail instead, you can to 262-586-7717. Visit our website for all things GoCast at gocastpodcast.com. Follow us on X at GoCast Podcast. We do giveaways from time to time. We also post the Poke Poll there. And generally, that's like the social media that we choose to, well, I choose to keep up with, I suppose. And then if you'd like to help support the show and support us monetarily, you can via a service called Patreon. That is spelled P-A-T-R-E-O-N. And then go to the patreon.com/GoCast Podcast. And for as little as $1 a month, you get access to our Discord, our patron Discord, where we have, you know, the Pokeball channel. We've got a fitness challenge. Sarah Amanda does a Wayfair competition. There's a bunch of cool stuff in there. There's a BYOB channel where people that drink different types of beers talk about that. There's all sorts of stuff. It's fun. What are you doing? Get in there. But speaking to people that have gotten in there, more so than most, shout outs to our elite trainer tier patrons. Big thank you to Bo, Daniel, Lori, Michael, Ozzy, Arkham, Marvin, Amimi, Sforza, Rasuian, Ryan, Thayer, Jason, Justin, Charles, Modders, Lee, William, Brandon, Ethan, Steven, Nick, our favorite listener, Drew 2, Camo, The Ugly Rock, Jacob, Victoria, and Sarah Lore. Thank you very, very much for your generous support and for helping us keep the digital lights on, among other things. If you'd like to help support the show in another way, money's not in the cards for you, or you've already done that and you're like, what else can I do? I'll tell you what you can do. You can leave us a review. Please, please do. It helps us out immensely. Like, I cannot understate how much like a good review helps us out. So we got two new reviews since the last time we've shouted these out. This first one is from Sum It All Up. The title of the review is So Good. And they say, love popping this on and popping an incense. I wonder if they also listen to the Incensed podcast. They might. And then our next review is from Crazy Pizza Kid. And they said, enjoy your content. Great advice for PvP. So big shout out to DeFi and Fish for that. Thank you. Before we go here, the new Star Piece episode should be up by the time you hear this, where we interview Archaic, who's the webmaster for Bulbapedia, Bulba Garden in general. It's an interesting one. You should go take a listen to it. And Star Piece number 6 is going to be hot on its heels. It'll be out next week. It'll be fun with a familiar face on there as well. So Star Piece is back, baby. We're back. Took a couple of months or a few months, but we're back. Before we get out of here, though, Mr. Kyle, we've got to set some goals, right?
We do.
So what's happening this weekend? What's going on?
We got Groud on raid day.
Ooh.
I think that's it. And the rest of the current event, I don't actually remember its name right now. And the Zarud ticket that just, you know, came out
as well. Yep.
I think that's all that's happening right now. For me, I've got a goal of 15 Groudons. I don't care too much about the shinies unless it's a Shundo. I want the Groudon. I want the XL candy.
Nice.
500K experience. Continue my daily gifting and my buddy progress. And I'm going to start working on my mega badge progress. I'm at 853 right now.
Ooh, very nice.
The platinum is 1,000. So.
Okay. So what are you going to try to get to, like, maybe 900 by then? Or
what it's Thursday, right?
It's Thursday.
Four days.
We plan recording on Tuesday, but we always record on any other day of the week.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll say 900. We'll say 900.
Okay. Okay. Well, I think that's doable. You'll probably do that by the end of the weekend. Like, if you sit down after.
Yeah. If I just sit down and do it, I can probably get to 1,000. Well, hang on. I could just, like, go back and forth between two Pokemon and evolve them, and it'll count for progress, right? I should double check that to make sure.
Yes.
It's not, like, limited or anything.
It is mega evolutions. So, you know, if you want to spend the energy and be real inefficient with it, go for it. But it's a lot. Like, if you have 2,000 Gengar, you're only going to get 10 mega evolutions out of that.
Oh, I have 10,000 Gengar.
You're only going to get 50.
But no, because... that's 50 new ones. If I have three mega three Gengars that only cost 20 energy each evolution.
Even if you just did it and then took it out of mega, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. I've never messed with it like that. I've only ever done it when it's been like off of cooldown or
it's,
whatever.
It's prorated or whatever. So first one's free. Second one, if you do it and don't wait, is 20, I believe. Okay. And then, for every like 6 hours or whatever you want, it goes down a couple energy. So if you wait 24 hours, it'll be like 11 energy or something like that.
You'll have to let us know next week how it goes. Because if it's not that and it's hyper expensive, you'll remember.
Yeah, but no, I'm pretty sure I've rotated megas before because
of
events and stuff.
But. I've just never gone back to an old one. I was like, well, that was Charizard. That's the fire one burn for the day. Literally. Houndoom, you're next. Yeah. Oh my
goodness. Okay, fair enough.
Okay, that sounds great. My goals are a shiny Groudon. I have one, but I just like having the shiny as a goal. 10 Groudon, so in case Kyle outpaces me, I'm still hopefully in the pocket. Finish the Zarude research. This is not knowing if there is some sort of like time stay on it. I'm going to try to get as far as possible. That's really the goal here. Mm-hmm. 50 eggs hatched for sure, and 250,000 stardust. I'm currently at 16.5 million, which means I've got to be at 16.75 million by then. I'm still working on that getting to 20 million goal. So yes sir, yeah, that sounds good. Okay, that's right. Gonna do it for us this week. Yeah, nice quick little episode. And we'll see you next week for episode 276. Don't forget to listen to PvP Corner and give Star Piece number 5 a spin. Until then, good luck on the events this weekend. Get your crowd on, work on that Zarude research, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.